Thank goodness my good friend Heidi alerted me in time to attend the 14th Pi Day celebration in Mount Holly, North Carolina. Warned to get there early, by the time we arrived at First Presbyterian Church at 10:45, more than 50 people had already gathered for the tasting that would begin at 11:30. The event was sponsored by the Mount Holly Extension and Community Association, and its members were bustling around getting ready. The pie makers had already delivered their mouth-watering creations, and now a contingent of pie slicers was cutting those confections into bite-sized squares. Lined up on a long serving table were no less than 20 kinds of pie. I did a quick survey. Apple pie? Check. Cherry pie? Check. Chocolate, pecan, and pumpkin? Check, check, check. Everything I expected to see was present and accounted for. Then came the more creative concoctions. Railroad cornbread pie, Hawaiian fruit salad pie, cantaloupe cream pie, and something called Mary's messy pie. The hall continued to fill. After giving the blessing, one of the organizers announced, "We enjoy seeing everyone here, but last year we ran out of pie. So please, just one trip through the line until everyone is served. After that you can go back, but no more than two trips through." Everyone obeyed politely as we lined up quickly. But the line moved slowly. It had to. If you rushed, you might miss the gooey butter cake pie, or the fluffy caramel pie, or the Island Lover's coconut cream pie. While waiting in line, I met the Flowers family. All three kids, Hannah, Dylan, and Ellie, were bakers and bluegrass musicians, I learned. Someone pointed out Mary C., the oldest pie baker there at age 98. Other folks chatted about everything from local politics to the development pressures that, as the region grows, are beginning to impact small towns. As we inched closer to the pie-laden tables, one gentleman reminisced about rationing back in the World War II era. It struck me how something so cheap and plentiful today, sugar, was once so scarce that people stood for hours in lines much longer than this one just to get a small portion of it. The pies were going fast. After 30 minutes in line, I started to get nervous. The key lime margarita pie was already gone. The turtle pumpkin pie was going fast. Would we get a chance to taste that no-kidding deep-dish peach custard pie? I needn't have worried. There was plenty to go around. It goes without saying that the pies were delicious, and before long the room quieted down as everyone sat down elbow to elbow at the crowded tables and sunk into a happy state of satisfaction. And that's the thing about it. Southerners are experts at making do and making room, whether standing in line for sugar, setting another place at the table, or sharing their slice of the pie.